Oh, that's a good idea.
What?
Hat.
Yeah, of course. It's called.
I should let you know at the kuti where I was.
Yeah.
The outside light is burnt out.
Okay.
Just I don't know if anybody's going in right away, but yeah.
Yeah.
So you had some results. I heard that you had some medical results.
What?
Was there anything that you wanted to tell me? No, everything was good?
I mean, the last time I showed you the results, though. I mean, when I had this MRI.
No, I didn't see those results.
Well, they didn't give us the MRI.
They
just said, you know, I mean, they could follow it, they could see it, you know, but that there was a black spot, and they wanted to investigate it in 3 months.
And that's it?
Yeah, that.
Okay.
No.
They won't find anything anyway.
Okay.
Because we were in there, and
hmm?
We were in there, and it's gone. So whatever was there, it doesn't exist anymore. So just
except for the gallstone.
Oh, because it said that that was resolved.
No.
Okay.
Did it say it was resolved?
That's why I said to you, great. I guess what we did.
That big stone was too soft. Okay.
Okay. So you see.
That saves me some pain.
Yeah.
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 So you see, those kinds of things work. You see.
Yeah, I don't doubt it that it works. Yeah.
Yes, I know. I know you don't. From the very beginning, you didn't doubt. So that's really something.
Everything is possible between heaven and hell. Yeah.
I know. I know about hell. All of hell. Every single realm of hell. Yes.
I was so long in hell, I can't remember, you know, how long it was.
Can I ask a question about hell? Can you, why is it that when people talk about hell or any kind of remembering they have, they don't want to talk about it. They don't want to talk about it. Why does it not bother me? It doesn't bother me that
because
I'm
you accept
it.
Being hell and heaven, you know, having the existence. Huh?
Yeah. But I mean, all the details that I remember of hell realms doesn't bother me. Whereas most people get really freaked out. They're really scared, you know. It doesn't scare me.
But isn't it the same thing for people who experience something in this life that scares them to death, you know? I mean, they don't want to remember.
And they go over and over and over.
They just push it down and push it down and push it down. Nah.
Why don't I do that?
I mean, there should be, you know, spiritual people should not do that.
Okay.
Being honest, I mean, if you listen to what I'm saying, being honest to yourself is the biggest, you know, is the biggest thing, you know, in spiritual practice. Yeah?
Yes.
If you're not honest with yourself, I mean, if you try to push away things, yeah, that come up, yeah, I mean, then you're not a spiritual warrior.
I always think too that you can't hurt me with what I already know about myself. I already know that. How can you hurt me with that? You can't. You can't. It can't be done. Because you've let it go.
Because you accepted it. But you know, I mean, I can hurt you with something that you pushed out. And you don't want to see. Yeah?
Yeah.
That's how you can help people. Yeah?
I know I already said thank you, but actually coming to you 4 years ago saved my life.
Hmm?
It saved my spiritual life. It saved my spiritual life.
Why?
And so, because I've been looking my whole life for the truth. I couldn't find it.
Uh-huh.
And I'm looking and I'm looking and I can't find it. And then when I listened to Longtha Mahabua, I went, oh my, this is it. Like, this is the truth. And then I found out he was dead, which was a disappointment. But then...
What was the disappointment?
That he was dead.
He was dead.
So, I've never told you this, but I went down the list, you know, of like who his disciples were and who would be like him. And right at the end was this German guy. And...
What German guy?
And so there was this German guy, and I went, oh, no. Because I had a view and opinion about that.
German.
German guy. I didn't even call you a monk. That's terrible. I apologize for that. So I thought, okay, you know what? I'll listen. First time I listened, I went, this is my teacher. This is my teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And for the first time, I wrote something on YouTube. I don't participate in those things.
Mm-hmm.
But I wrote something about, do you think you need a teacher? Because you see, I've been refused everywhere. No bhikkhuni place would take me because I'm an old lady. And nobody would take me into the practice. And you said to you, I said, do you think that I would need a teacher? And you wrote me back very simply. You said, yes, you would need a teacher. I invite you to come.
Did I?
And you invited me, and I went, yes. Now, you could feel really glad about that.
I could really feel burdened by it.
Yes, it's true.
I made a big mistake.
But you see, I also understand that you are my burden. That's why I've spent a great deal of time in the healing. And I have metta, and I have faith in you. I have faith in the teaching, 150%. So,
I mean, they don't realize that I mislead them.
No, you don't.
Do you know how soft you are?
Yeah.
You are so soft.
I'm what?
Soft.
Soft.
Yes. Soft.
You're soft.
They can squeeze me in their pocket, huh?
If I could, I probably would. Anyway.
No, I'm not going to Canada.
Oh. Actually, there are forests there, like in Russia and Germany, beautiful.
No. I'm in the Black Forest in Germany.
Oh.
Or the Bavarian Forest in Germany. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
They're just like a little bit of magic.
They're magical. It's like in the interior of BC, there are forests that are hundreds and hundreds of years old and never touched. Beautiful, beautiful area.
Black Forest in Germany.
Yeah. In Germany, yes, but in BC.
The Black Forest is more touched, but the Bavarian Forest is left alone.
Because you see, in Canada, we have what's called crown land. Mm. And you cannot develop crown land. Yeah. And this is thousands of acres of forest.
Beautiful.
Well,
they are beautiful.
Because in Canada, they're not living so many people. That's why they're still crown.
Yeah.
The Americans, they took every inch.
Yeah.
Right to the ground.
Yeah.
They've destroyed their country. But, you know, that's the way it goes. I'm going to go now and help with the dishes. And the reason I go down there is to help carry the food so that the lay people can have help.
Yeah, no, that's okay.
Anyway, thank you.
You're welcome.
Ajahn, thank you.
Yeah. My turn to say thank you for the sources.
I knew it. I said, okay, you know.
Not for the Dhamma, it's for the soothing.
Yeah. I mean, it's going, yeah. I mean, in German, we have to say, love goes through the stomach, yeah.
It's true. He is well loved, do you think?
Yeah, of course. When you look at his stomach, now he must be.
Thank you.
and trying to be as much like committed to the Buddha and practice the gratitude. I wonder if I should bring the Buddha down to the heart or just let it be where it is.
Let it be where it is. Don't try to manipulate it, just let it be where it is, yeah? It can be in the head, it can be in the heart, it can be anywhere, yeah? You just concentrate on the Buddha, yeah?
And how much emphasis I need to take on being like an open heart kind of a mood? You know, like being open, like, for, I don't want to do it angrily, right?
What?
I don't want to do it angrily, it's not
better. No.
Better
not. No. Don't do it angrily, yeah, because that is pushing down the Buddha, and that pushing is never a good idea. Pulling, yeah, when you see your mind goes out, yeah, be forgiving to yourself, but you know, be determined also to pull the Buddha back, to bring the Buddha back, because that's where we need the effort, yeah? We don't need to push it down, yeah. I mean, don't need to get upset, yeah? Be patient, you know? I mean, it doesn't work on the first time, yeah? Okay, let's do it again. Okay, let's do it again, yeah? So then anger doesn't come up, yeah? And you don't push it down or you don't do it too hard, yeah? And it really falls down into place.
And to the other time, like, with really open heart, maybe too much open heart.
There cannot be too much open heart.
Okay.
There might be, you know, if you open the heart, you know, there might be some hurt feelings coming in, yeah? So, I mean, accept them, yeah?
So, maybe think how much percentage is on the Buddha and how much percentage is on the openness.
Yeah, I mean, you should have 100% on the Buddha, yeah?
Okay. Mm-hmm. But then I need to figure out how, because I can feel when I'm really open and I'm not very open, and when I'm...
Yeah, I mean, you can have 5%, you know, looking, you know, if your heart is closed or open, you know, or if you're uptight or not uptight, yeah? And then the moment you notice you're uptight, you know, I mean, relax, yeah? I mean, most of the time, you know, I mean, we spend on the Buddha, yeah?
Okay, most of the energy.
Yeah, and the more you are with the Buddha, the more you know about, yeah? And actually, the more relaxed you are, because, I mean, nothing else is going on. Yeah? So, I mean, in the beginning, you know, spend a little bit of time, you know, to see if you're relaxed, yeah? You call it open, I call it, you know, relaxed, yeah? If you're uptight, you know, I mean, then relieve yourself, yeah? Or start anew, you know, open your eyes, okay. Relax, breathe deeply, you know, and then go back to the Buddha. Don't push it. This just creates a lot of trouble and a lot of uptight.
And another, it's new, it's an anger. How to deal with anger for...
Accept the anger, you know, and then, you know, I mean, then investigate what did anger you, yeah? What was behind the anger? What came before the anger, yeah? What kind of you know, I mean, yeah? It's very normal that we are angry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody, you know, I mean, you see everybody, you know, he gets up, you know? Because most of the time, you know, what is really behind anger is that one of our views, you know, that we have, yeah, is not fulfilled. That's why we get angry. We think things should be like this, yeah? And if we see it's not like this, you know, we get angry. Yeah? So, I mean, when we look at the anger, first we accept it, and then we look what is coming before, and then we look at the reason why the anger started in the first place, and then we remove that, yeah?
This understanding which
you... Yeah, this misunderstanding or the wrong view. So say wrong view, you know, I mean, whatever. Accept the things the way they are, yeah? And then, yeah, I don't have any views about the way things should be, right?
Yeah. So, it's the same with the first question, and also about the pain. How much I accept the pain before I investigate it, how much I accept the anger before I
until you feel comfortable. Feel it. Actually, when the pain, yeah? I mean, when there's pain, yeah? I mean, accept it, feel it through the whole body, yeah? And tell yourself, okay, that's how pain feels, yeah? And then start to investigate. And the same with anger, yeah? Huh? Or you can, what I did is, you know, I mean, heart, do you see it? You know, how it feels like? I asked my heart.
Oh, okay.
Huh? Do you see it now? Do you understand how much pain it causes you? And the heart said, no.
Okay, I understand. But when the heart says yes, it's immediately gone.
What?
When he says yes, immediately gone.
Of course.
So yeah. Then it's only acceptance, it's not investigation.
That's fine.
Okay.
Sometimes it lasts longer and then you can investigate. Yeah?
Okay. Okay, so this is the anger and also
the more we do pain investigation, the more easily every other investigation of lust or anger or whatever, yeah, of sadness of whatever, yeah, the more easier it is to investigate these feelings, yeah. Because pain is a feeling, yeah? Anger is a feeling, yeah? All the other things are also feelings.
But anger is in my mind. And
yeah, but pain. It doesn't matter. Pain is also in your mind.
It's in my knees.
Yeah, that's what we think. Then when you get up, there's no pain. Huh? So how can it be in the body, you know?
And asubha, it also reduces anger, but not very much.
No, it brings up anger.
It brings up anger. Never mind.
Yeah? So that's where you have to be careful, yeah? Because anger comes up when our view is wrong, yeah? And we are confronted with the wrong view, yeah? So, I mean, the wrong view about the body is, you know, that the body is something beautiful, something, you know, amazing, and so on, and so on. And through asupa, you know, we counteract this view, yeah? And that's why the kilesas get angry.
I see. Okay.
Yeah?
Okay, it makes sense.
Yeah? Okay. Oh.